Lord God, please let what I say come from you, through me, and out to others. Amen. Please be seated. You know, in Ezekiel this morning, we're told that God will seek out his sheep and remove the clouds and darkness that have scattered the sheep. Now, I think it's easy enough for us to assume that we're the sheep and that God will seek us out and God will feed us. But I really had to ask, what are the clouds and darkness that have scattered us? You know, perhaps we ask ourselves, what are the barriers that keep us from trusting God, from following God's commands, and from really loving one another? The psalm encourages us to sing and give thanks and praise, for God is King and ruler of all, and we are God's people. And we understand that God, that Jesus is the creator of everything, and we are the people of God. Finally, the gospel tells us a little bit about the end of days, separating the flock and the reward and the punishment, and that we shall be separated into groups, those who followed God's command to love one another and those who did not. And the reward wasn't given for achieving academic or business success. The reward wasn't even given for the person who converted the most followers. The reward was given for those who loved each other the most. Those who fed the hungry, clothed the naked, welcomed the stranger, gave shelter to the homeless, and helped those who were sick and imprisoned. You know, this week in the news, we were offered a pretty good example of someone who had little, who gave really, really good care to a stranger. There was a homeless man named Johnny who helped motorist Kate McClure, who was out of gas on 95 near Philadelphia. Did y'all hear that story about the homeless guy? Johnny walked to a gas station, and with his last 20 bucks, he bought her gas and walked it back to the car. Now, Johnny's payback from Kate has gone far beyond that $20. She started a GoFundMe account that now has over $300,000 in it, and it's still growing. Now, Johnny had an awareness of Kate's bad luck. He had some empathy for that bad luck. And then he took action to help, to the point where he used his very last resource to do it. He showed unconditional love to a stranger. One of the quotes out of the article I read said, Johnny said, "Yeah, tell me about bad luck, but don't get me wrong, I'm here, homeless, because of my own decisions. I got nobody to blame but myself. But seeing a woman in need at 11 p.m. on a darkened exit ramp last month, he made a good and kind decision that changed his life. Johnny said of the huge amount of money that he's going to take what he needs and give away the rest. He's not going to keep all of it. He's going to let some of it go. Johnny gave the one thing he had to give aside from his last 20 bucks. He gave his love and his compassion for a stranger. And that is the message of the gospel today. Today is Christ the King Sunday, and we remember that Jesus is King of all creation, of everything. And the colic reminds us of this. It says, God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, King of kings and Lord of lords. All right, is it just me, or does everybody else now have Handel's Messiah off in their head? Spent all weekend writing the sermon. I've been singing that song over and over again. But the colic continues this morning, mirroring the gospel, and it says, then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, you that are blessed. Now, I don't know about you, but I really want to be one of those who are blessed. I mean, anybody else? Would you rather be blessed or accursed? It's just a question. I'm pretty sure we all want to be blessed. Here's the challenge. We have to figure out how to do that. Now, God speaks to me in some pretty unexpected ways because I've got a whole library of commentaries at my fingertips. But I found enlightenment in the scriptures this morning instead, of course, in a quote that I saw on Facebook. And it says this: "Do not be dismayed by the brokenness of the world. All things break. All things can be mended. But not with time, as they say, but with intention. So go, love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. The broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you." I read this on Thanksgiving morning, drinking coffee and having a little quiet time before the big feast and celebration. I read it a couple times, and one time I read it out loud, and Sylvia immediately said, "That's hard." "What's hard?" I asked. "Unconditional love," she said. "It's hard to love people. It's easy to say, but it's a difficult thing to actually do it." Well, you know, I had to ponder that for a minute, and I realized that she's right. That unconditional love, and sometimes just loving a little bit, is not an easy thing to do. And do is the key word. Things are easy to say, but they're hard to do. We need to be reminded to love when we are stuck in traffic, when we are at the slow line in the grocery store, or when one more thing gets piled on our workload. When the news and the social media flood us with stories of people acting selfishly and bullying, remind us then to love unconditionally, intentionally, and extravagantly. Paul's letter asks that we be given a spirit of wisdom and revelation that we may be enlightened. And I got to tell you, we are going to need that wisdom and that enlightenment if we're going to be able to take action. You know, like Johnny, the gospel is calling for a three-step process, a process of awareness, empathy, and action. Too often, I think that we respond to needs of others only in two steps. We have awareness, and we have empathy. I mean, we know that people are in pain. We know that they're hungry. We know that they're homeless. And we acknowledge there's a problem. We can see their point of view. We can be sensitive to their feelings. We understand just a little bit some of the hardship and experience that they're going through. And we tell them we're sorry, or we post a sad face online, and then we move on. Two steps. The broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you. People, the world's waiting. What is the holdup? What are the clouds and darkness that have scattered us? What are the barriers that keep us from loving one another? I see my clouds and my darkness. You know where I see them? I see them in the thousands of pieces of information that I'm exposed to every day. There's a mass of garbage in the ocean, and people need food in Africa and in Central America and in Detroit and literally next door. Schools are failing, and there are bans on mining and oil drilling that are being lifted, and animals and the environment are in crisis. Oh, there is fire and storm and water and earthquakes and abused animals and the elderly and the poor and the homelessness, and nuclear war is looming in the back of our minds. I don't know about you, but it's exhausting. It's overwhelming. We are painfully aware of the needs, and for the most part, we have empathy for all of it. But we're overwhelmed by the enormity of the problems. We're called to take care of each other as if we were caring for Jesus as himself. But when I'm overwhelmed by a problem, I don't know if this happens to you, but it happens to me, I often don't know where to start. So I don't start at all. And I think that I, or we, really need to stop doing that two-step. We do nothing about most of the problems, and we still end up exhausted and overwhelmed. One place to start? Take a breath, because we only have this one breath. Take a breath. Take a moment. Be still and just clear your mind, because all shall be well. We all want to be in that number, counted as the blessed. So where do we start? Start by looking around you right now. Seriously, look around you. Look who's next to you. Right now, in the moment, I want you to look around you and become aware of the people who are here with you in this time and in this space. I want you to realize that you are not here alone. Loving each other is not the burden that overwhelms us. The burden that overwhelms us is the fear of doing the wrong thing or of us not having enough when all is said and done. That's the burden. Let it go. Let it go. Loosen your grip on your wants and your needs. Because when you grip something so tightly, what happens to it? It usually comes out and escapes out through your fingers anyway. Okay, so let it go. Let it go so that we can grab onto each other. Because together we're going to feed the hungry. And we're going to clothe the naked and welcome the strangers. We're going to comfort those who mourn. We're going to house those who are homeless. We may not solve the problems of the whole world, but we can start right here in this community. Take some small intentional steps. That's how I start. That's how I think we can all start. Be aware of the announcements about making sandwiches after the service, and then show up and make them. Read the weekly communications and see what it is that the Holy Cross branch of the body of Christ is doing this week to help those in need. Make the decision to join in and then do it. Remember to buy lunch meat and bring it for next month's sandwiches. Bring food for the red wagon that's out there that we bring in during the offertory. Help pack and deliver food and goods for Cho and for the Thanksgiving and Christmas baskets. And pick something from the Angel Tree. Give to the Porridge Program and UTO and Pathways to Housing. Support our mission trips. Support the fundraising efforts. And pledge to the mission and ministry of this parish. This parish? Look around you. It's our parish. It's your parish. By focusing on where we are and looking in our own backyard, we are going to find a treasure chest of opportunities to do everything that the gospel talks about, everything that God asks us. Clearing away the clouds and the confusion and lighting up the darkness. That's what lights the path to greater awareness and to empathy and to action. In the words of Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the Starship Enterprise, engage, engage. Alone, you cannot solve the problems of the world, but we are not alone. On Thanksgiving, Brené Brown wrote, "To all of you who keep showing up in the midst of fear, uncertainty, and struggle, thank you. I'm deeply grateful for your vulnerability and courage. This is how we change the world. Do not be dismayed by the brokenness of the world. All things break, and all things can be mended. Not with time, as they say, but with intention. So go. Love intentionally, extravagantly, unconditionally. The broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you." Amen.